Mayor Bennett, thanks for speaking with me today.
Yep, great to be here.
Okay, I wanted to ask you, it's been a month since being reelected, and as you begin your next mayoral term, any changes in your staff?
Well, I don't anticipate any significant changes. No, you know, every 4 years you kind of go through a cycle where you talk to your department heads again, make sure they still want to serve again. We're kind of going through that process now. I don't really anticipate any significant changes, but I'll be, you know, working on that for the rest of the month to see if there's anything we need to do to change procedures or any organizational kind of things, but I really don't expect much turnover.
No surprises.
No, shouldn't be. It'd be minor changes.
What are you looking to finish up here before the end of the year?
Well, you know, there's always a lot of, everything goes through cycles. And so when you get to the end of the year, most of it has to do with wrapping up this year's budget. And so making sure that you've completed everything that you needed to get done and get it paid for out of this year's budget, making sure that if there's things that we don't need to do, that we're not just spending money at the end of the year that we don't need to spend. So it's kind of that finishing things out strong. And so that's what we're focused on right now. The controller's office is working with every department, and we're just kind of working through to see, did their budget match up to what they thought they needed for this year, to make sure we don't have to make any tweaks, you know, next year. And so it really gives us a chance to analyze what we've done as we move into the next fiscal year.
Okay, and in the meantime, yard waste pickup, is that complete yet? Is the city ready to go for ice and snow?
We're still picking up leaves right now, but we're ready to make that change when needed. All of our equipment's ready. Yeah, we'll have to put some snow plows on and things like that, but we've got all of our salt and sand that we need, and you know, we've got the staff in place. So right now we're focused on leaf pickup, should complete that in the next few weeks, and then hopefully it won't snow before Christmas, and then we'll be able to transition right into the winter activity.
So you're not hoping for a white Christmas?
No, you know, I like white Christmas. I don't want to, you know, but I'd love to have a mild winter too. That would be great.
So there's an interesting article in the Tribune Star last week. It's about more than $1 million being inappropriately moved from a redevelopment account Tuesday, but they were restored by Wednesday. What happened?
Well, as we manage the funds, we've moved money around, and I would have preferred not to have touched that particular fund. They did, and we just moved it back. And so we're gonna make sure that we don't do that in the future. We've got about 20 some bank accounts that we move funds between, but there's one there that we really don't wanna touch and wanna leave that alone. And so that was a case of that. It wasn't any big deal. It was just the fact that they had done it, and then we immediately put those funds back.
Who are they?
Controller's office.
Controller's office.
We manage all the funds of the city, the administration.
And that fund that you don't want to touch is the redevelopment account?
Well, there's multiple redevelopment accounts. They have multiple bank accounts. This is just one of those.
Okay. It looks like the city is also looking at parking regulations downtown, changing some areas to two-hour parking. Is this in response to the addition of more students housing downtown?
A little bit. And then it's really a part of, there's been a lot of changes downtown over the last several years, and so we haven't updated the code. And so now you've got students added on top of that who are living downtown. So it kind of pushed us to the point that we needed to relook at all of the ordinance, the parking ordinances. So that's what's being changed, that kind of, that downtown area, that's what we're updating, because we want to make sure that we're turning people over. We don't want students parking down there for 24-hour periods when people are trying to shop downtown. That's the primary driving force.
So is that mostly going to be handled through a two-hour parking?
Mostly. And so there's a few other exceptions out there, but not much. We're really trying to focus people to 2 hours, plenty of time to shop, go out to eat, but then that way we can turn those spaces over and allow more people to be able to benefit with the downtown amenities.
I understand you're saying this is mostly for the downtown area, but mm-hmm. How does this compare to other parts of town?
Well, we really don't have many parking restrictions like that. We're timing. Downtown is the exclusive area where we have designated, you know, time frames, and so because that's where our biggest parking problem is. This is just in response to cleaning it up, but also dealing, as you mentioned, with the students that have moved downtown.
Mm-hmm. So there's an amendment to reduce the general fund budget by $2 million, and what expense would that come from?
It's across the board. It may be $10 here and it may be $100,000 there. So what happens is when we put the budget, this 2015 budget that we're kind of goes back to your original question, kind of what are we working on, when we put this budget together, you know, last October, year ago October, and we put our best estimate together, we try not to spend all of those funds, but we want to make sure we have everything we need to do the job. But when it gets to the end of the year, then those expenditures that we did not need to spend that money, we reduce the overall budget by that amount. So really, it's just you have to plan so far ahead that there are some things that we decided not to do, or we saved some money, and so we reduce the budget so it's an official designation. If you don't do that, the state assumes you spend 100% of your budget, and so when they approve your next year's budget, you don't get credit for those savings. So this allows us to do it right, and when you look at the final expenditures and you look at the final budget, they're much more in line with each other.
Is there any place in particular that's going to get the most reduction?
Not really. I mean, there's just it is across the board. It is multiple line items, and like I said, it could be a small amount. Mm-hmm. Most of them are at least $1,000, but some of them are upwards of $100,000. So when you look at our entire $90 million a year budget, then it comes from all those areas.
Okay. There's another good article from the Star regarding EPA testing the Wabash River for coal tar from a drainage ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us an update on what you know regarding the testing and how serious this could be?
Well, we know that previous work that was done on this private property involved creosote and other substances that are definitely contaminating the ground. This private property owner has been working with IDEM and the EPA to put a cleanup plan in place. This was something that was found a little further downstream, if you will, in between their property and the river, that's actually city property, where it's moved its way, what's either dumped and or moved its way down into this low area that carries stormwater, basically, when you have a significant rainfall. And it's sitting in the bottom of this because it doesn't move very quickly, and it's the water doesn't break it up. And so it'll need to be cleaned up. So we'll just continue to work with the private property owner, with IDEM and the EPA, because we want our property cleaned up too.
But right now, no significant health risks?
No, you know, you would have to digest it or do something mm-hmm. like that. It's very thick. It just sits in the bottom of this creek bed, is kind of what it looks like, and it'll have to be removed.
How do they remove it?
Oh, you'll have to dig it out, and it'll have to be taken to a landfill and properly disposed of. So, but I think there's a lot of unknowns still about how much might still be out there. They'll have to expand their testing so they can get a real handle on that.
Where is that?
It's down here on the south west part of the city. It's right next to I-70, kind of right on the city limits of the river where I-70 comes together.
Okay.
So right down here in the corner.
Right. Is this area out of the running for the regional cities plan? We hear that the proposal was declined for not following requirements. Have you heard anything more lately?
No, and we knew that there were some things that hadn't been done yet. There's some procedural things you need to do to set up your regional authorities and things that have to be done on the government side of things that don't have as much to do with the plan, but it's a requirement. And so those things are in process, but we knew that in order to meet that timeline, some of those things probably wouldn't be completed. But we also felt like we had a strong plan and a strong proposal, and we wanted to make sure that we were at the table. And so if we're excluded this year, fine, but then we're in a very good position for next cycle.
All right. We'll be hearing more on the statewide discrimination bill as well. How much will that change what Terre Haute already has in place? Will legislators be able to come up with something that everyone will be able to agree on?
You know, great question. I have no idea. You know, the battles that have come out of what's been done so far, I don't know what they're proposing exactly. I've not seen any bills or been able to read the wording. You know, we want to make sure that nobody is discriminated against here in Terre Haute, and our ordinance reflects that. But what the state decides to do, whether it overrides our local ordinances, is it going to be similar? Will it be more restrictive or more? I really don't know right now. I just know it's going to be a hot topic and we're going to hear a lot about it. So at this point in time, I don't know if it'll supersede what we've done or not.
I believe the bill currently out in front of the Senate is saying that if there's four or less employees, you're able to have some discrimination?
Well, I suppose that's what it says, but once again, being a proposed bill and what it looks like when it finally gets to a final vote may be two different things. That's why I've learned to not jump the gun. Just because it says something in there doesn't mean it'll stay that way. And in our case, you know, I mean, yes, there's a lot of employers that have four or less people, and you got to have some threshold. All those federal guidelines that we run across now, a lot of them are 25 employees or less. You don't have to subscribe to a lot of federal law, but this would be a much tighter, and whether it stays that way or not, once again, I don't know, but I think we just need to make sure that we're a welcoming state, and we want to be Terre Haute to be a welcoming city. So we need to do everything we can to protect people's rights and make sure that we don't overdo it. You know, we find some happy medium. That's what I'm looking for. And whether that accomplishes that or not, I can't tell you right now.
Okay. The holidays are approaching quickly. Any traditions here in Terre Haute that people could come and be a part of?
Well, we had our big downtown celebration recently, but Deming Park is a huge draw for us. We have all the shelters are decorated out there. That's a big deal. People bring their families and drive through the park. It's really a wonderful event that goes on all month. That's kind of a big thing for us as the city. There's a variety of other activities going on all throughout the city, but you know, it's a great time of the year. It's time to celebrate with your family and find something that fits with what you want to do and how you want to celebrate, and I think you can find it in Terre Haute.
What am I missing? What else is going on that we should know?
Well, I think we're just kind of winding up the year. It's always things slow down a little bit for us because a lot of our projects are wrapped up or they're stopped for the winter. We're kind of moving into that phase right now. We're just trying to hurry up and get the outside work done, get ready for winter, as we talked about earlier, making sure that we're ready to deal with the street issues. You know, I think it's a pretty typical fall so far and early winter that we've seen, that I'm hopeful that you know, we'll be able to get the things done what we want to be done and be ready to go, you know, when the spring comes, that we're cranking up our projects and doing those things. So we're really in that closing out and planning then for next year phase.
What are you looking forward to next year?
Well, the Margaret Avenue project is huge. You know, an overpass at 19th and Margaret, we expect to put that project out to bid in July. That's really a big deal. Something that should have happened 50 years ago, and it didn't, and I'm really looking forward to that project. Just keeping the city clean. You know, we were out today doing some things, and really, this time of the year, you can see all the trash and all the things that need to be picked up, and we've got crews out working really hard, and so we're going to continue to work on those things that I've got control over. We're going to continue to keep our crime rate low, keep our fire department at its professional level that it's at, our parks in good shape, and so our master plan is to all those areas that help us grow the city. That's what our focus areas are.
All right. Well, have a great holiday.
Okay. Thank you, and you too.